I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale, and here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
3 years ago, FrankSpeech.com was launched during the height of mass media censorship. To give voices back to those who had their voices silenced. This April, Lindell TV celebrates 3 years of uncensored truth about America's stolen elections, the voting machines, and the fight to return to paper ballots. Today, we stand at the precipice of a new era covering the most important presidential election in American history. An era defined by the battle for some of our most fundamental rights: freedom of speech, freedom of press, and secure elections. We at Frank Speech refuse to be silenced. We refuse to bow down to the forces that seek to dictate what we can and cannot say. We are the media now. Join us in this fight at frankspeech.com.
You might not want to hear what we're saying, but we're going to say it.
You ever see this guy with the pillows on Fox? My pillow guy, Mike Lindell. He is the greatest. The My Pillow guy, Mike Lindell. And he's been with us right from the beginning.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Brandon House Live.
My guest tonight is
Mike Lindell.
Well, everybody, how's this? Two shows in one. We have three shows in one tonight. We're getting the band back together. We got old Jimmy Kimmel, huh?
We're simulcasting.
Jimmy Crumble. I guess call him all kinds of stuff. Kimmel, I know, is the first one I ever said. Jimmy Kimmel. But, yeah, we wanted to do this to reminisce some old times, but one of the things today, it's about 2 weeks ago, Brandon, I think I called you up, or maybe a week ago, and I said...
It feels like 2 weeks ago, but it's really just a week ago.
Just a week ago, I said, hey, you wouldn't believe what Jimmy was hitting us up again, and so we're going to play this clip for you, everybody, and then we're going to have a great show tonight. A lot of stuff with our good old friend Jimmy Crumble. So here we go. Let's roll the tape.
So this is a brand new clip he just did about a week ago. You're the one that notified me about it.
Yeah, absolutely. He did it about a week ago, and we'll comment on after you all watch it. He hit me pretty good. You're in this quite a bit too, Brad. Let's see what happens here.
Our friend, my pillow man, Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell's still doing battle with imaginary voter fraud. I don't know if he's out of money or what, but he's doing everything he can to sell stuff, to pay his mounting legal bills, and to fund this fight against the machines, which I'm now starting to understand why he hates these machines so much.
So the My Store, everybody, if you scroll down there, all the blankets, scroll down even further. There's the slippers, but scroll down. You're going to get the towels. If you want, just scroll down. Scroll down a little bit, Brandon. Scroll down a little more, Brandon. Scroll down, Brandon.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Scroll down, Apollo. Scroll down, Logan. Scroll down, Tommy.
Scroll down if you can.
Scroll down if you can.
Scroll down if you can.
Keep scrolling down. Keep scrolling down.
Keep going past these guys here.
Keep going down, 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 down.
Scroll up a little bit.
Scroll up a little bit.
Scroll up a little bit.
Scroll up a little higher.
Scroll up a little bit higher. On the up. I'm sorry, the other way.
Scroll down, maybe. I don't know.
Scroll down.
Scroll down.
Scroll down.
Scroll down.
Scroll down.
Scroll down.
Scroll down one more time. Let's go down a little bit further.
Scroll down.
Scroll down.
Scroll down.
Scroll down.
Scroll and scroll.
Scroll right and left.
Scroll across.
Scroll up a little bit, please.
That's all the way up.
The other way, I'm sorry.
There we go.
Scroll down,
scroll down,
scroll down,
scroll down,
scroll down, scroll down to where you see my face.
He's on a scroll, what can you say? We learned last week from Donald Trump, of all people, that Mike Lindell got married, which I didn't know about. He married his longtime girlfriend. They even have a bridal registry for, this is for, as far as we know, for real, Mike Lindell and Kendra Reeves. The guy who sells every product under the sun has a bridal registry on another website, but one of the gifts they register for is a trash can, which sadly nobody bought for him. It still says one of one. So I bought that for him, even though I wasn't invited to the wedding. I thought it might be nice to send it.
Well, Brandon, check it out. Old Jimmy sent it, and actually this is our, there it is, everybody. There it is. He's good for his word.
He really did send you the trash can, Mike. He really did.
Yeah, the exact one he said on TV. And you know what? It's a one-year anniversary of my wedding. And, you know, so I want to thank Jimmy personally. And
I didn't get a gift.
Well, you didn't get married, did you, this last year?
34 years ago. But you know what? I got Jimmy a gift. I got Jimmy a gift. Yeah, we're about to send these to Jimmy. He was commenting on my... handkerchief.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's right. So he was always commenting about your little pocket.
My pocket square, my B. So I got him.
Pocket square. You got Jimmy's for, there it is. Let me see that. Hold that up. Now, I'll try and get you Jimmy's address, and we got to send that to him.
Well, we'll send it to him this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you said you were going to do that because he'd always.
Well, I did. Do you think he'll wear one?
Absolutely, I think he would, at least for a night or two, I think. You know, he's up for most anything. You know what I like about him is he's given us so much publicity back when Prank Speech, by the way, it was a three-year anniversary, what, on April 19th, Brandon? Back
yeah,
when
April
we first
19th. Yep, just last week was our three-year anniversary.
You know, yeah. The
of
history,
launching Lindell TV, yep.
Yeah, the history we had back then, everybody, remember we had absolute proof that was on February 5th of 2021, and the rest is history. We put that great movie together, and in what is 6 days, they said it was impossible. On the seventh day, we rested. I don't know. There was no rest. There was no rest. I remember the middle of the night trying to get the tapes done, it was something else. But that was a miracle. That was That was a miracle we got that done, and that's why I say that. It feels like, to this day, it feels like a miracle that they said it couldn't be done, you know, impossible, flying everybody in and putting that movie together. And then remember, everybody, it was after that, Brandon, that the media went silent that day on February 5th of 2021, went completely silent. They didn't say the movie was bad, good, or indifferent, or fake, or nothing. They just went silent. They ignored us, didn't even attack us, everybody. So that's what actually scared me. And I said, you know, we've got to, and you always wanted to get a network together. And and that's where we just started pouring our efforts and everything into Frank's speech. And if I remember to get back in the media, I had to ask Dominion to sue me. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. You just got a few little depositions in you.
I got four depositions. Four subpoenas showed up today.
Isn't that something? It's unbelievable. They still
I guess apparently because I dared to interview Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and a few others. And so, I mean, that's the only reason I can imagine I got them because that's what they seem to be pertaining to.
But isn't that, what is this, 3 years later, and they're still fighting, you know? Yeah, they're still fighting for the lives. Remember, everybody, recent evidence that we had that we put in the Supreme Court case, they found, I don't know if you know this, Brandon, decryption keys inside the machines.
Really?
Decryption keys. And you guys can all check that out at lindellplan.com. Go check it out for yourself. You know, we haven't exchanged news cycles lately, but we should pass that back and forth between our two platforms now. These decryption keys are in all the machines that we looked at. And now get this, it's like having a bank vault with the combination wrote right on the dial there, or right on the front. Or having an ATM card with your password on the back. Or I have all your computers and here's the password. You can't make this stuff up. It's unreal. Wow. And this was just a month ago. We found it in November. The experts, we just did a big event and that's on lindellplan.com too. You guys can check that out. We did a big event with the Supreme Court roundtable. And so that's with the experts. But yeah, that's big news. So you wonder, Brandon, why all this stuff keeps pouring out. Remember when we did the one show about the judge where they hacked into it with a ballpoint pen? And remember, were we still together with the two networks when I took off my tinfoil hat?
Yes, of course we were.
Yes. Here it is. It's retired. It's over here, but there it is. You know, I got all these tinfoil hats. But this is because
You sure that's not from the Grand Poopah from the Fred Flintstone?
They have all different ones.
Yeah, the Buffalo Lodge, is that what it's called? The Buffalo Lodge.
But you think of all the stuff that has poured out over the last 6 months with these machines. That lady in Georgia, that judge, Obama judge, she ruled that these machines, you know, that it's going to go to court. She ruled that in October and November of 23 and said, the experts say we got to move forward because Halderman, they got to look inside them. And she said, if you can question them, and you're not a conspiracy theorist. And then we did that show. But what? Since then, everybody remember that case went to court on January 9th in Georgia, and Halderman hacked in with a ballpoint pen and flipped the election right in front of the judge. That judge is still sitting on that, Brandon.
Wow.
You wonder how
that's
all
Totenberg,
cases,
isn't it, Judge Totenberg?
Yep, Totenberg. You are right. And you think of all that stuff that's out there. You would think that these machine companies would just apologize to the country and say, hey, you know, we're sorry. We made some great mistakes here. We tried to, steal elections, and we've got these decryption keys in there. It's about as corrupt as it gets. And, Brandon, it won't be long when we'll have to have another special when we're talking about these melting down these machines for prison bars. But today is Jimmy night. We got the Jimmy Kimmel night and getting us all three back together. We've got his gift for him. He bought me this great for my wedding. This great, actually my wedding anniversary tomorrow.
There it is,
buddy. Jimmy got me this garbage can. Where
are you going to put that now? Is that going to go in the home or are you going to keep it for the office?
Well, you know, I have to see. It's got a lot of fancy stuff on it. I've never seen such a fancy garbage can. I'm serious. It's got little dials.
What did that?
On it.
Do you know what it cost, Mike? What it cost?
Wait, he said he showed it on the TV. It was $139. Thank you, Jimmy.
Wow.
You know, your little tie things probably cost more than that you bought them, but we'll see. I want to get Jimmy. There it is. That's the present for Brandon House. I remember the first time we were ever on the Frankathon when Jimmy said he watched 18 or 19 hours. Remember
that? He did. He said he was our biggest fan.
Yeah,
He has said that more than once, by the way.
He absolutely did. And the last time we were on his show, we should probably show a clip of that, everybody, in a minute here. But one thing going on his show, he's not afraid to have us on. You know, that's what have me on. And when he's talking about us, you know, it gets the word out there. It does get the word out there. I think people know. What I've been doing out there, and I'm never stopping. I'm never giving up. I want to secure our election platforms, go to paper ballots, hand count it. It's just like you getting subpoenaed for that. You know, what are they going to get out of you, Brandon? Were you in on all this? I mean,
they have one guy. They're wanting, I guess, information on it, if I'm reading it correctly. Related to Patrick Byrne. I don't know that I ever have even talked to the man, much less emailed or texted with the guy. So I'm like, how many subpoenas can you get for people, and some of them who I don't even I can't even recollect that I ever talked to them or communicated with them.
Right. Well, that's what they'll do. And then they try and, that's called lawfare. You know, I mean, what they've done is they made it so, you know, just everybody, they've used this lawfare against everyone, against citizens. So you spend all this money on these frivolous lawsuits.
Well, you know, I have one of those machine companies. My attorney went through 150,000 emails. Wow. 150,000 emails. And gave them so much, and apparently they're not happy with that. They want more, and he's like, there isn't more. They want all kinds of stuff between you and me that isn't there because you and I talk on the phone.
Yeah, we had a handshake deal. And by the way, everybody, Jimmy, if you're confused and you're watching our show tonight, we both have Brandon had a great offer, and we both have two networks now. You have Patriot TV, and we have and Lindell TV over at frankspeech.com. So we have two networks and out there, and that Jimmy.
So I don't think he knows this, and I'm afraid that it might kind of upset Jimmy. It's kind of like a family breaking up, but at the same time, the family hasn't broken up. But in one sense, Jimmy is like that relative that keeps the family coming back together, don't you think?
Right. Yeah, that is true. That is true. Yep. He's like that relative.
Cousin Jimmy keeps us all coming back
Jimmy.
Together.
Cousin Jimmy. Kind of like, wasn't it Cousin Eddie in that one movie that was acting a lot
yes,
like Jimmy?
Let's just pray he doesn't show up with the RV.
Yeah, that's right.
Although if he does, in all fairness, Jimmy, you're welcome to park your RV in my driveway.
Oh, we would love to have him on the show here. You know, maybe he'll have me. You know, maybe he'll have me back on his show. I'll come on there. Absolutely, I heard.
When was the last time you were on there?
Well, then we'll have to show that. We have clips from that.
Was that a year ago? Was that 2 years now?
It would have been a year ago, I believe, or it's not it's another anniversary. I believe it was about a year ago.
Well,
no, you know, but it might have even been further than that.
It feels like it.
Yeah, it feels like it. This was when he said I couldn't come on his show unless I was inside a claw machine because I wasn't vaccinated.
Well, and he seemed to have forgotten that, right?
Yeah. He forgets things. He only remembers what he wants to, you know, on that. he remembers your name now. When I was there, he asked about you, Brandon. I told you that. He asked about
you. Yes, he did.
I'm
waiting for my gift, Jimmy. I want to know what is he going to send me.
Right,
I mean, you
right.
give Mike a I'll, gift, but you don't give me a gift. Now, granted, Mike got married, but I would think I'm right. sending Jimmy a gift. I would think he ought to send me a gift.
Right. Well, yeah, absolutely.
Complete the circle.
Complete the circle. That's exactly right. And I think you should get. Now, I had heard that that there was rumors that he was going to be off the air, or maybe they were just rumors that he was either retiring or they were dropping his show.
Jimmy's way too young to be retiring.
Right. I know I had heard that, and I don't know what's true, so I don't spread fake news. Of course, I could go ahead and see if Alan, and we'll see if Alan Duke would cover it up. But do you know Alan Duke? Before we show it back when I was on Jimmy, Alan Duke, you know, he's the Facebook fact checker, everybody. He was a big part of the first big Frankathon we did, or big marathon we did, and because Alan Duke covered up absolute interference. And we were only, 15 minutes into the show. So he couldn't have even watched the whole show, the two-hour show. But do you know, Brandon, that he does not ever cover up any of my stuff now out on social media at all? And why do you think that is, Brandon?
Well, because you've called him out over it, I guess?
No, because it's true. You can't cover it up with me. It's all true. Everybody.
That never stopped him before.
No. But we sent him stuff, signed an NDA with him, sent him evidence. And he says, well, yep, it's true, Mike. But he says, I can't tell the public that it's true. I just won't cover it up. You know,
wow.
I mean, it was,
but he has never accepted the invitation to come on the program, has he?
No, he has. I don't think so. You know, it's shame on you, Alan Duke. He loved his shirt back in the day. And I keep getting sidetracked. We got to focus on Jimmy. Everybody, if you haven't seen, the last time I was on Jimmy Kimmel, now this is twice I've been on, they have the fake mic on all the time. We were actually going to, we were going to show some of that, but for the sake of time, let's show that. Let's show the beginning of the, what I would do to get back on his show. I don't care what he has me do. I want to get the word out. I want to
spread the claw machine, the claw machine one,
the claw machine, to secure our elections, everybody. I don't care what it takes. It's pretty hard to embarrass me, Brandon, as you know. And but here, go ahead and roll that tape of the famous claw machine.
All the colorful, unhinged characters who've come to prominence in the political era of Donald Trump. Our next guest is probably the most enthusiastic. To help him overcome his debilitating fear of machines, we have installed him inside a claw machine for his interview tonight. And joining us now from the corner of Donkey Kong and Q-Bert, the My Pillow guy, Mike Lindell. Hello, Mike.
Jimmy Crumble, is that you?
It's me. Well, Mike.
First question, Mike, is why do you think people don't take you seriously?
Well, I want to tell you this, Jimmy. Remember, we were kids and we questioned these carnival games, whether they were rigged or not?
Yeah, right.
But when we spoke up back then, we didn't get sued, did we?
No, that's right. Hey, Mike, get rid of that kid. Will you give him a toy or something like that?
There you go. You got a winner. It's a rigged game. It's a rigged game.
Mike, I know that you're distrustful of machines. Now that you're inside one, do you feel differently?
No, same thing. There are computers can be rigged out there. Yeah, absolutely, in elections. You know that.
Did you ask Donald Trump whether you should do this or not? Do you run this sort of thing by him?
No, I didn't, Jimmy. I did this all on my own. I wanted to be on your show. You kept telling me to come on, but you know, I seen the monologue there. You said it's because to put me in here because I wasn't vaccinated. You tricked me. You did it to be funny, huh?
Yeah, I didn't want you in there because you weren't vaccinated. I don't know. To be honest, I don't even remember why I decided you should be in there.
Just, no, you said it on your show.
It seemed like a good idea when it happened. I have to say, I was very surprised when you said you would do it, but you know, I put it out there, and so you said yes. So yeah. I'm honoring that commitment that I made on the air.
Great.
So last week, Mike, you actually during the weekend, you ran for chairman of the Republican National Committee.
So one of the things there, you guys, now Jimmy, I think he learned his lesson about keeping his word there, Brandon, because you remember he actually said on stage like a year before that, he said, I'd love to have Mike Lindell on, but he's not vaccinated, so we'd have to put him in the claw machine across the road.
I remember that.
Wherever the place was. So when I sent back, we said on our show, I'll gladly go on the claw machine, Jimmy. But then he changed it and said he didn't say that. But he did say, I'm good for my word. I don't know how it came up. He just couldn't remember. I'm going to say Jimmy was confused. He was, a little plausible deniability, though, even though he was told it once. You know, he forgets things nowadays, I guess. But he did keep his word and said I could come on the claw machine, just like he kept his word on this beautiful gift he got me here for my wedding. That was nice. Thanks, Jimmy, again. I'm going to keep, thanking him. I would love it to go back on his show.
What would the topic be this time? What would the topic be? Well, I mean, I guess I don't have to ask, but would it be new information you'd be bringing to him?
Well, yeah, I mean, it should be that Mike was vindicated and he could have me take my tinfoil hat off on stage.
The judge declared you're not a conspiracy theorist.
Absolutely, that'd be one. Or you could say, hey, there's decryption keys in all the machines now. How do you explain that? Or he could just bring me on and just drill me like he likes to do and just whatever comes. It's easy to go on, Jimmy. One of the things, because all I got to do is, like, when I go on any show, is if it's true, which it is, whenever I say, I don't have to think up something, right? It just comes naturally because it's all true. And if people knew what I knew and have seen what I've seen, they would never stop either. So I think we'd have a lot of fun with it. Otherwise, he could come on and just talk about my store. He used to mock that, and that's gotten so big now. You know, he mocks my store. He mocked my blind painter friend of mine, Jim Hansel, Jim, that I grew up with.
Right.
And he's legally blind. You could go to his website, Jim Hansel. I believe it's jimhansel.com. I'm not sure, but Jim Hansel. And, all these pillows that we have with God, all things are possible. But all these paintings, he's the most amazing painter, and he does one square at a time, and then gets it all together. Now, he recently campaigned after the last year. He finally, after 60 years, he's 60 years old now, or 61 like I am, we graduated together. He finally cannot paint anymore.
He's
not bad. Yep. But I know a couple years ago, Kendra prayed with him, and it got him two more years, and he painted his last picture, and it's so amazing. It's like a hometown America with the flag, the skies. I wish I had it here now, but I don't. But anyway, Jimmy mocked mystore.com, and that's gotten his huge now with over 1,000 entrepreneurs and over a couple thousand products, all made in the USA, everybody. So make sure you use your promo code and get those discounts over there. You can use L77 or Brandon, you got B66, don't you?
I still do. We're running spots on Patriot TV of MyPillow right now.
Right. You use that on MyPillow, but people forget, you need to use it on mystore.com. Jimmy mocked that. Let's see, what else has he mocked? Well, he's always been behind MyPillow, though, so we can't really give him a hard time.
So if you went on there, would you talk about the FBI seizing your phone and still not giving it back? I mean, that would be of interest to me.
There's a good one. Let's talk about that, because the Supreme Court ruled that they wouldn't even look at that. And that was now, why is that a big thing, everybody? Well, here's the deal. When my phone got taken, and I've said it before, if that had happened tonight, I would have bashed between those cars and went with a high-speed chase looking for a police officer or a sheriff. And they didn't identify themselves. I had to get out and go, hey, who are you and what do you want? This is a high noon. And the one says, FBI. I said, show me your badge. I don't believe you. And showed me a badge. And then the other one, I said, well, how about you? And he showed me his badge. I thought, well, two bad guys. They probably wouldn't all carry FBI badges, right? So I said, okay. Pulled over. I said, they wouldn't arrest me. Remember, everybody, they would not arrest me.
You asked them. You asked them to.
I asked him. I want to be arrested. I want to go to that January 6th thing. I go, Mike, this isn't about the January 6th thing. Those are different FBI guys. Because I kept asking Pelosi and them guys to, can I come? I want to come to the party.
You wanted to testify before the J6 committee.
Yeah. Even though I wasn't there on January 6th, I still wanted to, I wanted to put my two cents in what was going on really in this country, that we needed to secure our election. Remember, January 6th was all about a stolen election, period, I sat and argued with those FBI guys for over an hour and a half. And I witnessed to them. I talked to them about my, to one guy, I talked to him about my book, and he said his son had read my book. I said, well, maybe you should read my book.
Did any of them ask for a picture with you?
Oh yeah, two of them did. But you guys got to understand. I sat there and I'm going, you guys have a moral compass. Your moral compass, and they go, well, we're just doing our job. I go, you're bashing people, citizens down, doors down. And one of them I knew about in Colorado, and she didn't do anything, but they ripped her daughter down the steps with a hoodie. And they said, well, she didn't open her door fast enough when we bashed her door down. I said, it was 38 seconds. I mean, give me a break here. Quick, everybody, the FBI's at the door. But this is weaponized lawfare. Now, let me tell you. So then they finally said, well, Mike, we got to take your phone. I go, you're not getting my phone. I'm going to call my lawyer. They go, you can't call your lawyer. Well, that's where we had a real problem. And I go, good, then arrest me. Well, no, we're not going to arrest you. I said, well, then I'm calling a lawyer. And it finally went back and forth. They go, fine, call your lawyer. So we called the lawyer, and then Kurt Olson's going, Mike, give the phone back. And it was one of these going, I'm not giving him my phone. And to this day, though, okay, so then, everybody, I sued the FBI and the government. It's because that was my livelihood. Plus, there were pictures on there of my grandkids. My father passed away shortly after that, and there's a block of pictures I'm missing. But the big thing, too, with that, and nowadays, you take a phone, it's not just like taking some old dial-up phone. It's everything. It's there's stuff on there that I can't get back that wasn't in the downloads or whatever it was. So I took them to court at the Ninth Circuit or the Eighth Circuit in Minnesota here. And those judges, they made a ruling there. I thought it was going to go completely my way in the courthouse because they're asking the government, well, why are you keeping his phone? Why couldn't you just make a download? They gave some excuse. How long are you going to keep it? They wouldn't answer. Then they said, what about attorney-client privilege? They go, well, we're looking at the stuff. Well, what are you going to look at and say, boy, we shouldn't have looked at that. We shouldn't have looked at that. So then we took it to the Supreme Court, everybody. Now, let me tell you, Brandon, that when I had Pat McSweeney, one of the best, greatest lawyers this country's ever had.
He was a high-ranking DOJ official at one time.
Yeah, absolutely. And he said, here's what he told me. There was more precedence when we went before that Eighth Circuit So those three judges, there was more precedence out there than any case he ever had, ever, to get that phone back. Now get this. We get to the Supreme Court and they deny it, even looking at it, and now we got to go back to the original judge here in Minnesota, which those three judges said we could. And I said, Patrick, why would, and he said, in my 60 years of being a lawyer, he said, there has been more precedent in this case, and more, this case to him is the most bizarre case he's ever had, because it was totally illogical that what they did. And he said, we're bringing it back. I said, well, why do you think all this happened? He goes, Mike, because you're Mike Lindell, and it's Lawfare. Lawfare and Mike Lindell, period. That's the only reason he gave. Lawfare against Mike Lindell.
Because and what do you think they were looking for? What do you think they were looking for on your phone?
I have no idea. That's the whole thing. I have no idea. It wasn't anything to do with J6. Now, they've said, I've had reports come out sooner saying it was about Tina Peters. But remember, Brandon, I didn't meet Tina Peters till the summer of 21, in August of 21, at the Cyber Symposium, when people flew in from all over the country. So I hadn't even met her till then. So they, you know, there's different things that they have. I guess you just want Mike Lindell's phone. I'm kind of at the forefront of getting rid of these machines and securing our elections. So I guess whose phone would you want? You remember when I came on that night and they said, I had a sheet of paper. They said, whatever you do, if you're going to tell anyone, tell the attorney general first. This is what you got to do. So I told everybody to plug their ears. I said, okay, attorney general, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to tell everybody. And now everybody can open their ears. And that was the number one story in the world. So everybody always says to me, did you get your phone back? No, I haven't got it back. And Brandon, I want to ask you something. Do you think that this, you know, you've been with me since the beginning. The first evidence I ever got was on January 9th. You were tied into that. I can say it on TV. You know, big deal. Everybody knows that. And back then, I was attacked every day. Why? Because they said, you know, I made comments at the election, you know, the fraud, it's not Donald Trump won by 83 million to 67 million and all this stuff. But if you remember right, in the spring of 21, and everybody can go watch that Jimmy Kimmel too. That's the first time I was on Jimmy. Okay. And I encourage you all to watch that. We don't have the clip for it, but one of the things Jimmy asked me, he said, I believe this was in March of 21, might have been April, but he said, Mike, he said, if the shoe was on the other foot and your friend Donald Trump was selected, like you say Biden was, would you still be sounding the alarm? And I said, absolutely I would. Because here's why, everybody. When I got that evidence on January 9th, one of the things after the 2020 election, immediately after, for the next 2 months, I took calculus in ninth grade, and I look at numbers every day, and I looked at all these states and counties, and one of the things that bothered me the most was thousands of people from counties and states alike, the people voted that didn't live in those counties, which is a crime. Now, I couldn't believe, and I've told you this before, that, hey, let's say we're down in Tennessee. Let's all head over to Alabama and I'll vote for Biden. Who's with me? Come on, let's go. Well, people are genuinely good people. It wasn't logical, especially when it happened in every county in the United States. So when I got evidence that showed it was computers, and then and so my whole thing switched. It didn't matter about the election as much as it did, hey, we've got they're using computers in our elections and they're pre-programming our elections. And since that time, everybody, now I want to tell you, now I'm going to give you this hypothetical question, Brandon, and see if you can answer. So since that time, we've had cast vote records. We got one third of the country. It showed that there was computer manipulation in every single county that we looked at in the 2020 election, and almost all but six in the 2022 election, that they either show computer manipulation or not. So they all show that. We have learned all this new evidence has come in. All this has come in with the machines. Now, on a parallel track, everybody, Donald Trump is obviously the candidate. He's the odds-on favorite to win the 2024 election. So I'm going to ask you, Brandon, why last August, when we did that election summit down there in Missouri again, why from that point on to right now, it's been the biggest attack on Mike Lindell and MyPillow in history. MyPillow has been the most attacked company in the history of the world, bar none. Since August, everybody, we've been debanked, de-merchant server. We've been American Express took off. You name it, it's happened. 20-some million dollars of credit squish from everybody piling on. Well, my question to you is, and then the media attacking like they've never attacked or non-attack. So I'm going to ask you, Brandon, do you really think they're attacking me because I want to overturn the 2020 election? Do you think that's why they're still attacking me?
No.
Or is there another reason? What do you think they're attacking me for?
It's because you were talking about what needs to happen before the 2024 election.
And bingo. How we have to secure our election platforms, like Argentina going to paper ballots, hand counting. They did it in 4 months. They had a free and fair election for the first time in decades. Taiwan, you had a rep over there, Brandon. You had a rep over there.
That was all paper, all paper.
Yep, all paper, Ecuador, all this. And they, by the way, everybody, it's illegal around the world in many, many, many countries to have early voting, to have mail-in voting. That's illegal, too, over many, many countries. We have the worst election platforms in the world, bar none. Bar none. There's nothing worse than the United States right now, period. It's incredible. It's like you can't. We have all the bad things you don't want, you know, all of them. And now I'm going to say this right now. You've seen where they're out there. Everyone's preaching, vote early, vote by mail-in voting. I'm going to tell you all right now, everybody, no. You vote same day. Everyone goes, well, Mike, these other entities, and I don't have RNC, Turning Point, all these places, they're ballot chasing. I go, you know what? Ballot chasing is not ballot harvesting, everybody. I want everybody to understand that. Ballot harvesting is illegal in a lot of states. You don't have to, one illegal does it, two illegals don't make it right. Okay? That is not good. Ballot chasing is different. Ballot chasing, you're going out and you're finding people that don't normally vote or that don't vote, and you get them to go vote. All you have to do is one thing. Say, make sure you vote day of. Make sure you vote election day. It's a lot harder for them to cheat. So that's one of the narratives out there. In the media, you can watch what the media is pushing, but you're spot on. They attack me, and it's because I want to secure our election platforms, secure elections. And because people are out there going, when they jumped on board this time, and it's worse than 21. I mean, they tried to bring my pillow down. I mean, my employees and I, by the way, are all grateful for everything you guys have done out there. And you're watching a simulcast show tonight with Brandon, and use his promo code B66, or you can use mine L77 to support my pillow with all the great specials we have. But
and by the way, Mike, did you see last week where the flyer is coming from one of these, I guess, one of these NGOs in Spanish? And Marjorie Taylor Greene even held it up in a congressional committee on a big, you know, board and showed it to the Secretary of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, and said, look at this. Look at this. Here it is being passed out over the border, telling the illegal invaders, when you get here, vote for Biden, because we need him to keep the border open 4 more years. So I think they're counting this time on a lot of people voting that are not U.S. citizens. And in fact, if you go to WisconsinDOT.gov, for Wisconsin Department of Transportation, WisconsinDOT.gov, and you scroll down the page just a little bit, on the right-hand side, it will talk about registering to vote. And when you get there, it says, you know, you could bring your birth certificate and your Social Security card and all that. But if you don't have any of that, don't worry. Just show up anyway, and we'll have you fill out a few forms, and voila, we'll give you the ID you need so then you can go vote. And you know what? We're hearing from more and more states where
people who are not.
That was
in Wisconsin. And everybody, I'll give you a quick update there. What? Why would Wisconsin, of all places, do something like that? I'll tell you why. I can name two. Say it in two words. Robin Voss.
I knew that was coming.
Ties to China. By the way, we're still getting him recalled, everybody. We're on round two. We don't give up on anything. That's a fact. We're fighting for our country. We get one shot at this. Robin Voss will get recalled. This is the second time around, and we're well on our way. And another thing that's in Wisconsin is called the WEC, WEC. That's like their Secretary of State. One of the most crooked things I've ever seen in my life. And remember, they brought in Trusted Bill right from Colorado. I could go on and on about Wisconsin. Let's talk about Wisconsin, Brandon. It kind of surprised me by what you're saying, because on Wisconsin's voter rolls is 7.2 million now names, everybody. 7.2 million names. Now, if every registered voter, or everyone in Wisconsin that could vote and register voted, 4.2 million. 3 million names on there. They have plenty of product to pull from, but yet they want more there? Come on up, illegals. Come on up. Come on up to Wisconsin. It's disgusting. Robin Voss, you've done more damage to Wisconsin and our country than anyone in the country except for who, Brandon? Brad Raffensperger.
And I think I might be able to show that, guys. I don't. You guys have my computer in there? Do you guys have my computer? Okay, let's show this to Mike. Because people can go there. Go to WisconsinDOT.gov. That's all it is. WisconsinDOT.gov. Scroll down the page. Looky there. Free ID for voting. Now, they want to tell you U.S. citizens. But wait a minute. How do you know they're U.S. citizens? Because you go to the DMV. You apply. Bring the following, if available. Birth certificate, Social Security card, utility bill, government mail, lease, etc. Birth certificate or citizenship paperwork. Huh. But wait a minute. If you don't have all these, you can still get an ID for voting. If you don't have all these, you can still get an ID for voting.
Wow.
Oh, if you are a U.S. citizen. Well, how would you know if they're a U.S. citizen?
Right.
And what they want you to do is fill out two forms, sign these two forms, and then guess what? And you'll get a photo ID in the mail can use for voting. Look at that.
Right.
Yeah, and we're finding out this is in other states, too, that it's this simple. Now, the poor person sitting at the poll, if you have same-day registration, same-day voting, how's that poor person that's just doing their civic duty know when someone shows up with one of these ID cards and says, I'm here to vote? How are they supposed to know?
They don't know. And it's disgusting. This is what's going on. They're right now, everybody, and everyone says, well, Mike, even our real president, I was with him about 10 days ago, and actually a couple weeks I spoke up in Green Bay. I hadn't done a rally in months, and that's when he seen me and my wife, Kendra, and we talked for quite a bit or a little bit there, and he said, he was talking about it. He said, are these, you know, the only way they're going to win is to steal it again, and I said, people, there's hundreds of thousands of us. We have over 300,000 people in all 50 states working on the ground. We have the Cause of America. You go to LindellPlan.com and help support what we're doing. This is it. All these different things and lawsuits going on to stop these states from doing what you just seen there in Wisconsin. Things like this. We're the ones out there fighting to try and funding all of these things to try and stop this nonsense and this corruption. They're doing the stuff they're trying to do down in Texas, Brandon. They're going for these states. They're going to focus in on these, and they're going to cheat in every different way possible. Remember, Wisconsin, they caught them with all that. The Supreme Court of Wisconsin said, hey, there's fraud. And they go, let's get rid of the Dropbox and all this fraud. Well, Robin Voss, you know, he said, no, we're not going to look into anything here because I'm Robin Voss, Speaker of the House. But I'm telling you, everybody, we're not letting up, and we're going to leave no county behind. Now, I'm going to announce this right now. This is a big announcement. I forgot to tell you, Brandon, but I'm going to announce it now.
All right.
Everybody, the plan that we announced last August, one of the add-ons I added about 2 weeks ago is we are doing a petition in every county in the United States. But it's a different kind of petition, Brandon. It's not a petition where we're going to go to the officials, hey, we the people in this county, we want paper ballots hand counted. No, you go to LindellPlan.com, everybody. You sign up for the petition. What this is we're going to, my team, as we go back to them with a sales pitch to your county official that is in charge of those machines and where they go to paper ballots, we are going to take those names from your county, and we're going to say, hey, this, we're going to approach him and say, you know, we've got all these people in the county that are behind you. They want to stand behind you so you don't feel alone when you make the decision to get rid of the machines and go to paper ballots hand counted. We also have spots in the country, which I'm not going to reveal right now, that the sheriffs have got on board, and they're stopping these machines because they can. The sheriffs can stop them because, remember, there's been crimes committed in every single county in the United States because people voted that don't live in that county, but they really didn't vote. Their names were used. And prove me wrong, it doesn't matter if their names were used by people that didn't live there or people actually voted. Either way, they can stop these machines and say, hey, we're going to go to paper ballots hand counted. We have for every official in this country, whatever they say. And Brandon, I'm going to tell you, you probably you can repeat this too. Let's say that you were I'll tell you what our sales pitch is. If I came to you, and if you came to me years ago and you came up to me at a pillow show and you started asking me, you say, hey, I'll bet the pillow you have there you can't adjust. Oh yeah, you can adjust. You can adjust that beautiful patented fill. Get this height you want. I'll bet it doesn't stay cool. Oh yeah, it stays cool. What else you got? I'll bet you can't wash and dry it. Yeah, you throw it right in the washer and dryer. I'll bet it don't last. 10-year warranty. My point being is, I bet it doesn't come with a guarantee. Guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you ever own. My point is, whatever you would say to me at that show back in the day or even now, I have an answer for problem solution. I have an answer. Now, if you didn't want, if after all that, you didn't want to buy a pillow, why didn't you want to buy it? Because you were never going to buy one in the first place. So imagine, everybody, a sales pitch when we go to these county clerks and these officials, these election officials, which most counties in the country, you can go bottom up. We're going to approach them. Again, back when we got blocked and blocked at all the counties, this time around, we're going to answer all those questions. If they say, hey, it's going to cost more. No, it's 10 times cheaper with paper. Oh, it's going to take way too long. No, we actually did it with our system in the United States in Osage County. Got done the same time as the machines with 100% accuracy. I feel alone. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to do it. I don't know. I don't think my county wants to do it. Yeah, they do. Here's 10,000 names out of 12,000 that live here, whatever that is. That's why we need you all to sign these petitions so we can show you that you're behind them, that you want to go to paper ballots hand counted. Oh, it's going to be way too hard. Is there a system? Yeah, there is. We developed the best system, better than France, Germany, UK, the Netherlands, better than all of them. We have it right here in the United States, and here it is for a plug-in. So you see what I'm saying, Brandon, that we have all those answers answered, or all those questions answered, I should say. And one of the things we need is everybody out there. This petition is historical. It's the largest petition of its kind in history because it goes right down to the county level, and we're going to use it at the county level. And we're just going to bring it up there and say, hey, we really want paper ballots hand counted, and everyone in your county agrees with you and has your back. So I'm really excited about that. And by the way, Brand, we have over 260 counties now that have committed to go to paper ballots hand counted.
Wow. And by the way, do you remember in Arizona, Mike? Wasn't it in Arizona? I think they had 35,000 people that voted at the federal level. They were federal only voters. They can't, in other words, people who aren't citizens are not. They don't want them voting and counting their vote at the state with some of those federal elections. The federal only voters. I think it was like 35,000 or 32,000. Yeah. Some huge number. Again, that goes to the point of what we're talking about in Wisconsin, in Arizona, right? They're warning about the same things. And that. So here's what I ask you: do you think? And I ask a lot of my guests this: do you think President Trump will win the election because there'll be such an overwhelming turnout? Do you think he'll win the election, or B, do you think they will steal the election again, or C, he'll win the election but they will not certify him because the Democrats take control?
No, well, I'm going to say It could be a combination of all three. Here's what I'm saying. This is what I really believe. I was asked this by CNN. They interviewed me. By the way, our old buddies from the Cyber Symposium, they interviewed me for four hours the other day in Las Vegas. And I told them, here was my answer. They asked me that. I said, regardless of what happens, everybody, okay, and I mean this with all sincerity, whatever happens, as long as it leads to paper ballots hand counted to get rid of these machines, even if it takes another election where, let's say, yes, he's going to overrun the algorithms. He's an odds-on favorite. He'd have 70% of this country be redder than Ronald Reagan. But let's say they cheat enough to overcome, I'll tell them that again. Now, this isn't going to be like an 83 million like it was to 83 million for Trump to 66 million for Biden. It would have to be a lot more. And with the counties we have that are in paper ballots now, you're going to see these big deviations like you never seen before. And the public, all the people are not going to tolerate this. They're going to demand an investigation into, if we don't have the machines gone by, into, hey, we get to look into it this time. You can't keep this election hid from us either. So I believe it's going to be, and if Donald Trump wins, if he wins, or when he wins, but when he wins with overcoming the algorithms, he's already said straight up the first thing he's going to do is get to same-day voting, paper ballots, hand counting, the most secure elections, whatever that is, but we already know what it is, in the world. The most secure in elections in the world is what they have. No early voting, no mail-in voting, and they have paper ballots hand-counted. That's the most secure. So he's a businessman. It's problem solution, and this is what he will do. I do believe, Brand, that it's going to be either way. It's not going to be like you're going to say. It would be like if they brought back the China virus. I think you would have the same thing there. If you bring back the China virus and say, "Hey, round two, everybody," do you think people are going to go around wearing masks everywhere, a nonsensical mask? Do you think people are going to take 16 shots over in Israel because they can, to make them so they can't work? I don't think so. This is now we know now what we didn't know then. We know too much now what we didn't know then. Same way with our elections. We know so much more now than we knew then. The 2020 election, everybody will go down, is the most important election in history because of everything we've learned from that. I've said it before. If that election was overturned back then, we'd have lost our country forever. This is all a process, and it's all on God's timing. And when we get to that place where it is, whether Donald Trump overrides the algorithms, or where it, you know, halfway through they stop everything again and whatever has to happen then. I also believe this, Brandon, you're going to see judges finally be brave. I really believe you're going to see judges step up. And, you know, nobody wanted to be the first one. By the way, everybody, no judges still looked at any evidence based on merit, just like, you know. And so I believe judges will finally step up, like I said before, just like that one in Florida that said one day, she said, masks on airplanes are nonsensical, get rid of them. Boom, overnight, in 48 hours, the whole world went mask-free. Remember that day?
Yes, I do.
Well, all it's going to take is one brave judge, just like they did in Argentina, to say, these machines got to go. Now, I'm telling you, if we had a fair election with paper ballots hand-counted, you're going to see what's changed is it's not a Republican-Democrat thing. Everybody knows about the Uniparty now, and that we want to get the people, all people. I'm doing so much with Democrats right now that have come over to this mega bucket of common sense, Brand. You wouldn't even believe the projects we're doing. And they're pouring over the blacks, the Hispanic, because they're tired of being lied to by the Uniparty. And this is, I'm really encouraged, as you see. I'm always encouraged, and I know we're running out of time. We're probably getting over on the show here on the minutes. But anyway, it's been great having our shows together for tonight. The Jimmy Kimmel, what are we going to call this? Brandon House, Mike Lindell, Jimmy Kimmel reunion.
That's right. That's what it's called. Okay. And Jimmy, we're sending you, as soon as Mike gets me the right address, we're sending these to you by FedEx this week.
I could almost take it off. Well, he sent this per registry, but I'll get you that address. I'll get you as soon as we're done.
So here's the deal. Jimmy gave you that garbage can, right?
Yep.
I'm giving Jimmy these ties. I mean, these handkerchiefs. And guess who gave me this tie? Guess who gave me that tie?
Who, is it me?
You. Yeah. That was well, my there birthday. You go. You gave me that for my birthday. That, yeah. You gave that for my birthday.
We're just a giving group.
We are.
And Jimmy, you know, I think you should give me one more opportunity on your show, and maybe you should invite Brandon with me. Brandon, you'd like to come, wouldn't you? I mean, would you wear your little thing? I know you don't fly in airplanes, but you would drive that far to see old Jimmy, wouldn't you?
Well, I might drive that far, but I would certainly zoom in. Or better yet, I think Jimmy should come to the Mid-South. It's centrally located. Come to the Mid-South, and Mike, you come down, and we could do it even from the studio here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even if we have to pre-tape and he plays it later.
Right, absolutely.
And I'll even take Jimmy to Graceland. How about that? I wonder if he's ever been to Graceland. You think Jimmy's ever been to Graceland?
Oh, he probably has, I would think. But, I don't know. I don't know either.
Have you been to Graceland?
Oh, yeah. I've been to Graceland. Yep, absolutely. Right. I'm a big Elvis fan. You know that.
Huge.
And so anyway, I think we're out of time. That's the Brandon House Live Lindell Report combination tonight, everybody.
Yep.
And we look forward to hearing from Jimmy. Maybe he'll talk about us tonight. I don't know. But Jimmy, I would love to come back on your show to finish the trilogy. And I think the whole country wants to hear about what you and I have to say to each other. And I think it'd be a big show. I think last time I was on his show, I said I would come back with evidence if he wanted to have his cyber guys look at it. Now we have decryption keys right inside the machine. That's a reason to come back. I told him I'd even pay for it if his show couldn't afford it. But, Brandon, when I go on his show, I guess the ratings are huge. So,
you got to talk about the judge declaring Totenberg that you're not a conspiracy theorist.
That's right. And Jimmy did a thing on that when I was on there, too. He brought that up. But it's better to bring things up live. And that other mic, you know, he could try and fill in for me, but it's nothing better than...
It's not the same as the original.
It's not the same. Right. It's just not the same, Jimmy. But we're looking forward to it. And, you know, by the time I'm done, I might even say, you know, to be able to say Jimmy Kimmel by the time this is all done.
Versus Kimball.
All right, everybody. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for coming on my show. Thank you for having me on your show. You're welcome.
Remember, everybody, use promo code B66 and L77. And everybody, check out LindellPlan.com for everything that's going on in this country when it comes to the election platform, and help support us. Thank you, and God bless.
Let me finish. That's the Lindell Report. Thanks for watching. Be sure to support Mike by going to MyPillow.com. Use promo code L77 to support Mike's work. That's the Lindell Report for Mike Lindell and Brandon House. Take care.
Take care. See you guys.
You ever see this guy with the pillows on Fox? My Pillow guy, Mike Lindell. He is the greatest... The My Pillow guy, Mike Lindell, and he's been with us right from the beginning.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale, and here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
3 years ago, FrankSpeech.com was launched during the height of mass media censorship to give voices back to those who had their voices silenced. This April, Lindell TV celebrates 3 years of uncensored truth about America's stolen elections, the voting machines, and the fight to return to paper ballots. Today, we stand at the precipice of a new era, covering the most important presidential election in American history. An era defined by the battle for some of our most fundamental rights: freedom of speech, freedom of press, and secure elections. We at Frank Speech refuse to be silenced. We refuse to bow down to the forces that seek to dictate what we can and cannot say. We are the media now. Join us in this fight at frankspeech.com.
You might not want to hear what we're saying, but we're going to say it.